Dusty here. I grew up here in Edmonton for the first 14 years, and then I moved out to kind of the Camrose area, lived on an acreage farm type situation since. So.
I'm Jake, and I was born in BC, and I was born in Surrey, and then I grew up in Chilliwack till I was about six, and then around there, that's when I moved to Alberta, and since then, just been kind of moving in and around the city. Now, I'm stationed in Beaumont, which is just 15 minutes outside of, you know, Millwoods, so.
Jack, I'm a registered St. Albert kid.
I'm Adam, and I was born and raised in Edmonton, lived in the same spot my whole life, north side, where I'm at.
So then when did music become a passion for each of you? And do you guys have any one that comes to mind inspiration-wise?
Well, I can say for a band, in terms of especially the covers we play, with a lot of Alice in Chains, Pantera. I know he's a big Guns N' Roses fan, so we do some of them, Velvet Revolver. I love Metallica. We've done a few of those tunes, but I know individually everybody has their own influences. Like, I actually got into music from Guitar Hero.
Dude, sure. That was huge. Dude, like, as dumb as it sounds, like, yeah. For sure. Like, Guitar Hero 3 was, like, a touchstone moment. Yeah, like, for me, they already kind of said Guns N' Roses was a big one, but my first live concert that I ever saw was Alice Cooper, and that one was huge for me. I just love his whole persona and his presence on stage is kind of like one in a million, so.
I'd say my biggest would be my father. Ever since I was a wee little boy, I was watching him on stage himself and just watching him grow up playing the guitar. And my first love for music was Canadian classic rock, like Prism and Honeymoon Suite and Harlequin and all that kind of stuff. And since then, I was kind of just brought up with hard rock like Kiss, and my main influence besides my father, I love Ace Frehley. He's like my biggest influence when it comes to rock, because he kind of is like that persona and that character and that guitar player and musician that kind of shows you don't have to be such a virtuoso and like this genius at music to make it somewhere.
I loved Rush. Growing up, Neil Peart's my guy. Yeah, and then when I got my first drum kit and started, I just wanted to add a bunch of stuff on it. And make Led Zeppelin, huge one. Van Halen was my first concert. I love that. That was definitely an eye-opener in terms of not only, like, musicianship, but I loved Alex. Alex's drum kits, his playing, it was so sweet. Yeah, I mean, later in life, I kind of got more into, like, Pink Floyd and Rolling Stones, Beatles, a lot of those sort of earlier bands. But growing up, it was all about Rush and Led Zeppelin for me.
So my influence, going off of what Jake said, me and Jake became best friends way before I was even into music or I even was listening to any kind of rock music or anything with a guitar and a drum set in it. I befriended this guy over here, and I was really influenced by him and his father as well, seeing those two guys and how dedicated they were to guitar. My influences started with like Led Zeppelin, like Jimmy Page on guitar, Randy Rhoads from Ozzy Osbourne. So just the big guitar hero guys of the 70s and 80s. And that's really what sparked my influence and my love of rock and roll.
Is there like a moment that kind of stands out for you guys in your musical career so far that kind of made you like step back and be like, this is happening to me. This is awesome.
I think honestly the first time we played the Starlight Room was pretty cool. Like I'm from out in Camrose, and like there's kind of this like mystique about the Starlight Room, like, ooh, that's where Kurt Cobain played, that's where, you know, John Five has been, that's where like a lot of my heroes have played. And like it wasn't even like we weren't headlining or anything, it was just kind of like the opportunity to play there, and it was actually my first show with these guys.
That was our first show, yeah. Period.
That was pretty cool. Like that was a moment where it was like, oh my god, I'm very fortunate to like get to like be on the same planks of wood as some of the people I've watched for years. Yeah. Like that was pretty cool.
You guys have a brand new song out. Can you tell us a bit on like why you wanted to make it? What is it about? All that kind of stuff.
So the song's called Bury the Freak. It's kind of, for me, it's kind of just honestly like it's kind of the same as any song that like contribute to. As the singer, I just honestly I like to just try to scream at people, like that's my favorite thing. So, and it lyrically it's just kind of expressing like feelings that I have, and like hopefully other people get it and kind of vibe with it. So that's kind of what it is to me.
It is just a straight up kind of straight ahead rock song. We were kind of shooting for that early 90s sound, and I know on the drums I'd be listening to a lot of like Travis Barker at the time, and I was kind of wanting to work that into one of our tunes in a way. The production of the tune, we did that pretty much all at my parents' place.
Yes, straight from mom's basement.
Straight from mom's basement for free.
Free.
And, which is pretty cool. I mean, we've definitely learned that that's not the route to go down, I guess. But I mean, it'll always kind of be special for that reason. Like, it was the one sort of homemade song.
We don't like pretend to be like a crazy complicated like musically band. Like, we're just trying to make straight ahead rock tunes. Like, it's what we love, and I think in how earnest it is, I think other people kind of like appreciate it. Like, it's that it just is a straight ahead rock tune. Like, it's just fun, and that's all we're trying to really get across.
And then moving forward, what goals do you guys have as a band? What is like your one thing that you want to accomplish?
Go on tour. It would be really cool to maybe do like a mini tour in Canada, hit all the provinces, and meet new faces and reach new crowds. And I think that would be our ultimate goal. And before that, maybe like a full-length album or something.
And then at the end of my interviews, I have four rapid-fire questions. So we'll go like down the line. You have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head. Okay, first one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
ABBA. Waterloo.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, can you give us a little piece?
Waterloo.
He doesn't even know the words.
that's
why he has the screen.
Because that's why I have the screen. Yeah.
Right, okay. What about you?
Folsom Prison Blues, Johnny Cash.
Nice, okay. Jack?
Tequila.
Last time I did Unchained by Van Halen.
Nice.
And he killed it.
And then who would play you guys in a movie?
Danny DeVito, I hope. That would be fantastic. I'd be honored. Okay.
I don't know why Jack Harlow came to my mind.
Jack Harlow is not an actor.
No, I know, that's what I mean, but he came to my mind. But Johnny Depp, I'd say.
Okay.
I'd hope like Liam Neeson.
I'm thinking like a Michael Cera would play me. Like the very mousy, like awkward guy.
Sure. Have you guys ever gotten an autograph from anyone?
Oh yeah.
Ryan Smith, that was huge.
Nice. That's sick. How'd you get that? Cool.
I was on a hockey team and we won like this contest where we got to like go into the Oilers dressing room before the skills comp. It was like 2007 maybe.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
You could sell that for like millions now.
You'd have to pry it out of my cold dead hands. I'm not selling it for anything.
It's my father, I'd say. I got a couple signatures of some other things, but the most impressive I'd say would be my father's signatures of Malcolm Young and Angus Young and can't remember who else is on the poster, but it was a collection of the AC/DC bros, and they came secretly to one of my dad's shows in his tribute band back in the day at the Commodore Ballroom, Vancouver, when he was in Thunderstruck, and went backstage, met up with them, and got a few signatures, and that's hanging nice and pretty.
Got a signature of the guy who played C-3PO.
No!
Really?
Of course, cool. You did! Oh my god!
I did.
He came to the symphony.
The most recent signature I got, we went and saw Zach Sabbath, which is Ozzy's guitar player from kind of the 90s era, Zach Wilde. And I didn't even get it personally. I gave it to a guy that had the backstage tickets. So, but he got my cassettes sleeve signed. So I got Zach Wilde's signature.
Where can we find you on social media?
At Lewd Antics, Instagram, Facebook. Are we TikTok?
We're on TikTok. And soon to be The Raven.